Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1745 slide. Visible translated text is as follows. Atlanta was the man who induced him, McKnight, to swear falsely. I heard C.W. Burke tell McKnight to explain to all present what, if any, offers said Burke made to him in order to secure his affidavit, and McKnight replied that Mr. Dot Burke had made no offers to him of any kind, and further said that Mr. Dot Burke had not talked religion to him, and that he had only told Mr. Dot Burke the truth. Before affixing my signature hereto, I have carefully read the original affidavit signed by said Albert McKnight, dated January 19, 1914, and recognize in the contents thereof precisely the same statement Albert McKnight made to me and others on the date referred to above in the first paragraph of this affidavit. Joe Thompson, sworn for the Novens, on Sunday, March 22, 1914. I was a patient at the Fairhaven Infirmary, 34 West Mitchell Street, in the city of Atlanta, Fulton County, Georgia. I distinctly remember that Dr. Dot Hancock, and three other gentlemen visited Albert McKnight at the hospital above referred to, where I occupied the same room with said Albert McKnight. I heard one of the men referred to above, whom I afterwards learned to be Detective Burns, talking to Albert McKnight with reference to an affidavit he had made with reference to the case of Leo M. Dot Frank, and I heard McKnight state that the affidavit he had made to one of the men who was present at the time of the conversation referred to was the truth in every word and respect, and that the said McKnight told Detective Burns that the testimony he gave on the witness stand at the trial of Leo M. Frank was not the truth, and that he had been induced to tell lies at the trial by some man with whom he was at work in the city of Atlanta previous to the trial. I also heard one of the men ask Albert to tell all that were present what promises had been made to said McKnight to make said affidavit, and McKnight stated that he had been made to him at all, and that he had made the affidavit referred to of his own free will and accord. After the gentleman referred to left the hospital, I talked with McKnight about the case of Leo M. Frank, and about the affidavit which McKnight had made to one of the men present on the date of the conversation referred to, and McKnight told me that the affidavit which he had been talking about with Detective Burns was the truth in every respect, and he also